Yeah, exactly.
Whereas
yeah.
I think with the ice skating rink, it's harder to, I don't know about you, but I found it harder to envisage human yeah. life there somehow.
Because you can kind of see that it's kind of quite different to the other videos, because the other videos don't have narration in it. This one had narration in it, and in the narration, the guy who had done this, who'd managed to get in somehow and do all this filming, explained how easy it was to get in. And like he said in the video, that he's never disclosed how he's got into any of these places before.
Yeah.
But he said that there was a small like back door around the side of the Ride Arena building that was just open.
Yeah.
And surely anyone like who owns any kind of building, be it empty or be it full of things, you'd remember to shut the door behind you. Well, in a barn.
You'd have thought so. I mean, I have to say though, it is hats off to the Isle of Wight for it not being vandalised.
Yeah, I mean yes.
Shows what a safe place this is, because in the video there are lots of sort of skating boots and things like that inside, so they could have been taken. But
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, how do you, if people want to see this video, what would you put into YouTube?
If you go onto YouTube and search Abandoned Isle of Wight, it'll come up with the channel, Abandoned Isle of Wight. You'll clear that it's got about, 2,000 subscribers at the moment, so that's kind of a way of figuring out whether you've got the right one.
Yeah.
You'll go there, and I think it's the latest upload from them is Ride Arena, and it's quite sad, but
it is. I'm skating on thin ice here, but I think the council is going to sell that at some point, isn't it, that land?
Yeah, it's not great.
It's well.
Well, hang on. I mean, it could be.
It could be.
It could all work out. I mean.